This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The one thing you don't do in politics is apologize. And I want you to understand something. You cannot win in politics when you apologize. And the top two Democratic contenders have both apologized. Joe Biden said he would not apologize for his hanging out with segregationists. He said it was part of his ability to reach across, you know, different other lines, you know, not just across the aisle, because he didn't have to reach across the aisle to find segregationists and black-hating Americans. They were right there in his Democratic Party. So he nuzzled up to him. He spooned to him, spooned with him. And he made no apologies for him. He's lauded these very vile human beings, these vile human vermin, is what I should say, these vile vermin, not human beings. And segregationists across the board. At least six of them. I can't even imagine if Donald Trump had six segregationist friends who hated black people, plotted against black people. But Biden did. Said great things about these men. And then Cory Booker, do you know who he is? Anyway, Cory Booker, one of the presidential candidates, calls him out on it, trying to make some hay. Kamala Harris called him out on it. But when Cory Booker did, Biden says, I have no reason to apologize. Booker should be apologizing to me. I've got a great record on racism. And then what did Biden ultimately do? He apologized. Have you heard Donald Trump apologize? Donald Trump has said these so-called controversial things. He talked about bandidos, Mexicans bringing in drugs and human trafficking. Right. He talked about the Charlottesville people, and he's been misquoted, but they bring it up all the time. Right. Expecting Donald Trump to say, listen, I apologize for saying what I said. You know, even though I didn't mean it was taken out of context, he didn't apologize for that. And I could give you the many other things that the media makes a big deal about. Do you ever, can you imagine your wildest dream, Donald Trump saying, listen, I apologize because I call Rosie O'Donnell a fat hag? No, he owns it. And you know what it does? It endears you to him, and it endears other leftists to him. It endears the least common denominator because they go, man, he owns it. He isn't apologizing. He just says, it is what it is. He goes, I didn't just single her out. Michelle Obama said he needed to, she couldn't forgive him because of what he did to Barack Obama or whatever he said about Barack Obama being born somewhere else. And Trump's like, I can't forgive your husband. He didn't apologize. Donald Trump's first instinct is to fight. It is not to apologize. He said what was on his mind. What do I have to apologize for? I said what was on my mind. Now, if what he said was hurtful, you know, if you say, look, I don't know that Barack Obama was born here, I really question it because there's so much secrecy surrounding the guy. He won't show records or whatever. That's a legitimate thing to say. People act like, oh, you're a birther. No, you're not. You're somebody who recognizes that the openness that he promised doesn't exist. To challenge this guy is not, doesn't mean that you hate him. It means that you just want to understand him better. It's ridiculous. Trump's not going to apologize, but Biden did. No, it wasn't even a week after he said he wasn't going to apologize and demanded an apology from Cory Booker that he apologized. I have to admit, you know, this looks pretty bad, blah, 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 blah. Well, good for you, Joe Biden. I'm glad you apologized. Congratulations. But that means you can't be president. Because, see, a president can't apologize. He's got to make a decision. That decision can be life or death. I was watching this movie where it was about Winston Churchill. And Gary Oldman plays Churchill, does an amazing job. I think he won an Oscar for it. And Churchill has to make a decision that in order to save the majority of the British Army, he's got a regiment that's fighting against the Germans, who has to go draw fire from the Germans, essentially guaranteeing that they were all going to be killed. And what a decision to have to make. In order to save 90% of your troops, you're telling one of your generals, 10% of you are going to die. I need you to take those troops into harm's way, understanding, pardon me, you're on a suicide mission. And then I want you to understand there's a general who's willing to do it. Because let me tell you, these leftist snowflakes that we have today, Dunkirk was going to fall. But I want you to imagine Churchill making that decision and then apologizing. I tell you what, Winston, go meet with all of the families that were in the 44th or whoever it was that was drawing fire from the Germans and knew they were on a suicide mission. Go meet with all of them and say, hey, look, I want to apologize to you for sending your people into harm's way. Let me tell you what those kids signed up for. They signed up to protect Britain, Great Britain. And that's what they did. And Winston Churchill can't feel one ounce of remorse as a leader. He can feel it as a human being, but he can't feel it as a leader. And Donald Trump demonstrates that because he ain't going to apologize. But Biden will. And Biden has to. Because Biden's got a crooked, vile past. And he's got an even worse present. Oh, he wants to think of himself as some savior of Barack Obama or whatever. I don't care what he thinks of himself as. He's an apologist because he's got a lot to apologize for. And Elizabeth Warren, the number two in the Democratic Party, she's apologizing as well. I don't know if you got, well, I'm sure you did. Elizabeth Warren, she's surging against sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. And so she's made a calculated move in her bid for the presidency and again apologized for her Indian heritage, for faking it, I should say, her 1,024th Indian. And I want to discuss why she did that. Here's what she said. Like anyone who's being honest with themselves, I know that I've made a mistake. She was at the Iowa Forum on Native American Rights. I'm sorry for the harm I have caused. No, she's not. She's not sorry for the harm that she's caused. She's apologizing for essentially bad leadership. But we'll get to it. I'm not going to have time this segment. Got a lot to talk about today. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. You don't apologize in politics unless there's a real reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In politics, it's rare to apologize. Very rare. Bill Clinton, for example, he needed to apologize for what he did in the Oval Office. No problem. That's a good apology. But to apologize for having an opinion, stating that opinion, if you are passionate and you believe in that opinion, you should never apologize. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Talking about leftist apologists, top two Democrats running for the presidency today. Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren have both apologized. Joe Biden said he wouldn't apologize for hanging out with segregationists, actually rationalized it, and then apologized. If he were true to form, he would have said, look, guys, you hang around a lot of bad people yourselves. And you can't take away the humanity even though they have issues. And those issues can be very serious. What you don't know everything about the people you hang around. You don't know it. Maybe they were your friend before you found out about that issue that they had. You know, I don't throw friends away. I don't adopt everything that they think, but I don't throw them away. I try to redeem them. I try to work with the good. There's many things he could have said, but he apologized. No core. No moral center. Elizabeth Warren has faked her way to an amazing career with no apologies. She knew she was a fake Indian her entire life. She's been the Dolezal of Indians, faking people out. My Native American heritage, my Native American cookbook, Native American is Native American, knowing that she's not anywhere close to being Native American. She, and from a cultural standpoint, knew nothing about being a Native American. I mean, watched a couple of Cowboys versus Indians westerns or something and said, I'm an Indian. Knew nothing culturally about it. Would be like me saying, I'm German. I know nothing about German culture. I know Wiener Schnitzels and sauerkraut. That's all I know. Oh, I'm German. Yeah, because I ate one. I ate a Wiener Schnitzel one day. Or I can say Spreckensee. I mean, are you kidding? She knew she was lying. Got a fat job in Wackadamia, Senate career, and now a misguided run for the presidency. But now she wants to be honest with herself. I guess it's pretty easy to be honest with yourself once you've reaped all the benefits. CNN said this, that sorry was part of Warren's broader attempt to put questions of her Native American heritage, which she had long claimed, to rest for the second time in the course of her presidential bid. And unlike her first swing at it back in 2018, there's a reason to believe Warren's handling of her heritage this time has a much better chance of succeeding. Yeah, right. Warren's second mea culpa, they believe, is going to end her deceit. It won't happen, folks. If Warren believes that Donald Trump or the American people are just going to go, okay, well, the first time you apologized, we didn't get it. But no, the second time, now we understand it. I don't blame Warren for going balls out, trying to distance herself from her racist past. With Biden's inevitable slide, what better chance is she going to have to run for president and make history as the first fake Indian to do so? So let's just call this ploy what it is, folks. I want you to understand what we're dealing with. It's an insurance policy against Joe Biden. Democrats know that sleepy, creepy Joe Biden is gaffe-prone. And while the media and other leftists may overlook his guffaws, the American public nor Donald Trump will. And Biden's past isn't going to play well in a general election against Trump. The Democrats, who are the ones that have a couple of brain cells, they know this. They know Biden's not going to bring the black vote any more than Hillary Clinton could. When black people understand Biden, when it's pointed out everything that he's done, he's going to have the same issues. So, the question I got to ask is, why now? Why does CNN want to take us to have us relive, and Elizabeth Warren relive this whole, thing about her heritage? Go back to that fateful day where she took the DNA test and said, I've got the results, right? A 5-minute video going back to Oklahoma to track down whether or not she did, in fact, have Indian ancestors. And then turns out she's a whopping 1/1024th Indian. The question didn't clear anything up. It drove home a truth that Donald Trump had been saying about her, that she's a fake Indian. Another one of those little truths that the media overlooks. Donald Trump is a liar. Yeah, well, was he lying about Elizabeth Warren being a fake Indian? I don't think he was. It's funny how Trump understands when to jump on something. So my question, though, is if it didn't work then, why revisit it? Sadly for the Democrats, believe it or not, listen to me, people, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Pay attention, okay? This is a terrible thing for Democrats to admit, but their second best choice is the backup plan. That's right. Elizabeth Warren is the unlikely backup plan in the event that Joe Biden can't win, that Joe Biden screws it up, and he will. So what's Warren's solution now? How's he going to get the Indian vote and make people disregard what happened? They said, CNN said the centerpiece of that approach was a series of policy proposals and a legislative plan that Warren released. That's broadly consistent with the I have a plan for that strategy that has taken Warren from an also-ran to a top-tier candidate over the last 8 months. It allows Warren to make a more forceful argument than just a basic I'm one of you. So she's going to improve the lives of Native Americans legislatively. I get it, right? A fake Indian now sees the Indians as a pet project. If she can't be one of them for political expediency, she'll pretend to help them for political expediency. Well, why didn't fake Warren help the Indians when she was pretending that they were her people? They want to convince us that this second apology is going to do it, right? Don't underestimate the power of simply saying sorry, writes CNN. We are all inclined to give people second chances if they seem genuinely contrite and appear to have learned their lesson. And again, Warren's apology takes the focus away from me and puts it squarely on the we, a powerful thing in politics. Let me tell you something, folks. Elizabeth Warren just signed, I mean, she wasn't going to be president anyway, but she may not even get out of the primary. I mean, I don't know who it's going to be. I've already said I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden. But if she thinks this is the ploy that's going to do it, I'm going to go work with the Indians now. Because if I'm Donald Trump's strategy team, first question I ask is, well, what did you do for him when you were an Indian? Because I don't see very much. You talk about alcoholism, talk about the lack of education, the squalor on reservations. What did you do, Squaw Warren? Because I know we all know the answer to that. She did nothing. Because that's what Democrats do. They talk and do nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's no longer looking at any form of tax cuts, a reversal from what he said on Tuesday.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy. Certainly a payroll tax cut. President Obama did that in order to artificially jack up the economy. President Obama had zero interest rates. I don't have zero interest. I have real interest rates. And despite that, I have a strong economy.
the president speaking to reporters on the south lawn of the White House before heading off to Kentucky. Riot police in Hong Kong are facing off with protesters at a train station. The demonstrators sprayed a fire hose, spread oil on the floor, and piled up trash bins. Many sat on the station floor while others walked around the concourse. They're all upset over a violent attack at the station last month. They've accused the police of colluding with attackers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Michelle Obama says she will never forgive you for your birther comments in the past.
Oh, Michelle Obama said that? I haven't seen it. I guess she wrote a book. She got paid a lot of money to write a book. And they always insist that you come up with controversial. Well, I'll give you a little controversy back. I'll never forgive him for what he did to our United States military by not funding it properly. It was depleted. Everything was old and tired. And I came in and I had to fix it. And I'm in the process of spending tremendous amounts of money. So I'll never forgive him for what he did to our military. I'll never forgive him for what he did in many other ways, which I'll talk to you about in the future. What he did, because she talked about safety. What he did to our military made this country very unsafe for you and you and you.
That was President Trump responding back to the comments made by Michelle Obama that she would never forgive him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. I love that response for a variety of reasons. Let me tell you, first of all, most politicians would have tried to placate that. They would have tried to soft shoe it or whatever. Not Trump. Trump is like, really? So she doesn't like me. I'll tell you what, I'm never going to forgive her husband. He didn't attack her. He attacked her husband. He's essentially saying, I'm not going to forgive the eunuch married to that dude. 844-551-8255. A fighter. I know a lot of people don't have the Constitution for it. I've had many people, when I started this radio show, they would say, Kevin, you talk too much about confronting. I'm not a confront. Well, you know what? Take your sissy butt somewhere else and go listen to another show. I don't care. If a program manager said to me, Kevin, you talk too much about this and that, I would say, remove the show. Ask me if I care. See, I'm a dangerous person to many of the people in politics. Not because, see, it's not that I don't care because I'm a non-caring person. I have no emotions and feelings. It's just I've learned what to care about and what not to care about. And when something is inside of me that I'm passionate about, I don't give a crap what you think. Ask Fox News. If you think I miss Fox, you're wrong. Fox misses me. They'll never admit it, but they miss me. No offense, Dan Bongino and I are boys. We are buddies. Dan did an interview the other day. I saw a clip of it. It was like, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for Fox. It was like, you guys can't find better news than this. It was like, you know, Bongino says Hillary really needs to knock it off. It was along those lines where you're going, that adds nothing to the discourse. They're groping. Why? Because they got all these vendettas. A vendetta. Why? Because I call women what they were, the lying skanks that accused Kavanaugh. I called them what they were. Fox doesn't have the guts to say, you know what? Kevin, you were right. We apologize. Welcome back. Enough time has gone by. I'm not soliciting. I'm just telling you, You know, it's what it is. If they had any guts, if they were a network who really wanted to give you, in my opinion, the best commentary, I'm part of it. Good news is you're here, so you don't have to worry about it. You're here, baby. It's okay. But it cracks me up. Donald Trump is willing to confront. He's not back, I'm really sorry. I certainly didn't mean to offend Michelle Obama by making that comment or whatever else. Donald Trump's like, screw you. Let me tell you who should be apologizing. Your doggone worthless president of a husband. Ex-president. He should be apologizing, not us. We got nothing to apologize. You know, let me tell you what's going to be happening in a few years. Americans are going to apologize for having elected that no good anti-American, anti-capitalist communist into the office. That's what they're going to be apologizing for. Because let me tell you what Barack Obama's doing right now. Barack Obama's trying to remake his legacy. You don't know what he's doing? He's running away from his party. Barack Obama is now trying to be moderate. He's made the comment in roundabout terms that, you know what? These leftists, that these AOCs and Tlaibs and all them, they've gone too far. This is a Muslim, a dude who brought Muslim, ideals and put them into our government and put our government at risk in ways that most people are afraid to bring up. This is our government that this guy infiltrated. And now he's running away. And there's a reason for it, because there's been a resurgence of this thing called populism. Piers Morgan talks about it. I'm going to play this clip because this is a guy who is a leftist. He considers himself a journalist, which means he needs to be objective, but he can't be because he's a leftist. And he's now seeing leftism taken to its extreme. And here's how he's talking about it. For the record, people always talk about, well, what if you take conservatism to its extreme. I dare you. Take conservatism to its extreme, and you know what you get? You get real utopia. But take leftism to its extreme, and you get complete anarchy. One is towards the light. The other is utter destruction. You might as well just let loose the hounds of hell if you say, I'm going to take leftism to its completion. Anyway, here's Piers Morgan talking about populism.
Populism is rising because liberals have become unbearable. And I speak as a liberal, okay? In my core, I'm probably more liberal than not. Although, fundamentally, I see myself as a journalist and I'd like to see both sides of all these things. And I can argue both. But liberals have become utterly, pathetically illiberal. And it's a massive problem. What's the point of calling yourself a liberal if you don't allow anyone else to have a different view? You know, this snowflake culture that we operate in, the victimhood culture, everyone has to think a certain way, behave a certain way. Everyone has to, have a bleeding heart and tell you 20 things that are wrong with them. And, I just think it's all completely skewed to an environment where everyone's offended by everything. And no one's allowed to say a joke. If you said a joke 10 years ago that offended somebody, you can never host the Oscars, So now there's no host for anything. The Emmys now just said they're not going to have a host either. So hosts have gone. And soon every award winner will go because everyone's a human and they're all flawed. So no one can win awards anymore because there will be no platform before they even get on the podium. So then no hosts, no stars. Then no one can make any movies because we're all flawed. So no actors, right? So suddenly, where are we? The liberals get what they want, which is a humorless void where nothing happens, where no one dare do anything or laugh about anything, or behave in any way that doesn't suit their rigid way of leading a life. No thanks. So what's happening around the world? Populism is rising because people are fed up with the PC culture. They're fed up with snowflakery. They're fed up with everyone being offended by everything. And they're gravitating to forceful personalities who go, this is all nonsense. Which, by the way, it is in most cases. So why are we surprised? I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean to say that I agree with a lot of it. But it means I can understand it. And I understand why the liberals, my side, if you like, are getting it so horribly wrong. They just want to tell people not just how to lead their lives, but if you don't lead it the way I tell you to. It's a kind of version of fascism. You don't lead the life the way I'm telling you to, then I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to scream abuse at you. I'm going to get you fired from your job. I'm going to get you hounded by your family and friends. I'm going to make you the most disgusting human being.
What's really funny to me about that clip is how Piers Morgan still says, my side. How they're grossly getting it wrong. So here's what he's telling you. They're wrong. I see where it leads, but I don't dare go away from it. I want you to understand how powerful that pull is. And it's not because of the ideology. It isn't because Piers Morgan wants to believe that he's right about all of this, you know, and there's a tug emotionally because he feels right about it. He knows it's wrong. The pull is he doesn't want to leave it because he knows what'll happen. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We're talking about fighting back. I played a clip earlier of Donald Trump talking about Michelle Obama saying, I will never forgive Donald Trump. And he's like, I will never forgive Barack. I'll never forgive Barack Obama for what he's done to this country. Piers Morgan talks about that people are gravitating towards strong personalities. Let me tell you why you're listening to this radio show. I'm just going to speak for you for just a second. It's because the leader of this show, the guy, the host, the person who runs this here juke joint, is a forceful personality. Somebody who has for decades said, I'm never going to capitulate. You're not going to make me be something I'm not. I'm not going to not say my views and my thoughts and my, you know, feelings or whatever because it might hurt your feelings. It's because of my forceful personality, which, by the way, isn't even a forceful personality. It's me being me. And that's what I challenge all of you to stop worrying about what people are going to think about you and just chart your course. People ask me all the time, Kevin, how are we going to change things, man? And you know what my comment is? You're going to change things when you grow a pair. Not you ladies, but, you know, you ladies do what you need to do. But men, grow a pair and be men. Stand up for what you believe in. That's what you would do in representing your family or your point of view, I would think, in representing yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We are talking populism. Also, that's a code word for nationalism. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, with the left want to destroy populism, nationalism, cultures of entire, I'm talking about entire countries. They want to destroy the culture because that is the only way you can win in leftism. You have to make people believe that their individual cause, whether they're LGBT or they're black or they're women or they're Muslim or whatever, is a more powerful thing than the culture you're trying to establish. God forbid you want to put yourself behind a symbol like a flag. You know, that's meant to be burned or to be stepped on, to be used to wipe one's butt, your flag. That's what the left does with the flag. They don't want to stand for an anthem. What? How dare you want me to appreciate a country that's made me a multimillionaire or given me whatever kinds of opportunities that I've had? How dare you want me to recognize that country as a good thing? Just because I'm a success, it doesn't mean everybody can be. So what? In my league, the NFL, it's 68% black. Look at the amount of black ownership. So what? The NBA is 80% black. How many black owners are there? So what? There are successful black people in all walks of life. So what? Statistically, it's easily provable that blacks are not being killed disproportionately in any place except by other blacks. So what? All of the facts belie the real truth about all this stuff when I can go take a crap on the flag or burn it or kneel. And you wonder why populism is coming back? Populism is coming back because there are champions out there. Donald Trump, God love him, many of us were doing this long before he was. I'm talking about in the public eye. And I'm not taking anything away from the guy. He's been the same man for decades. We played the clip of Donald Trump saying to Rona Barrett, yeah, I don't want to run for president, but I think it's going to be a guy who's willing to go against the grain. Well, guess what? For the last decade, I don't want to be president, but I've been going against the grain, and I put my money where my mouth is when I told Fox to shove it. So what more do you need to know there are people out there who are willing to do it? And the reason why, look, I'm not trying to say I'm super popular. Do people see me in places and want to get, I was golfing with a couple, and, oh, my gosh, you're from Fox or whatever, yeah? Well, those days are going to go away, right? I don't care. What I'm getting at is populism is just about you being yourself. And Donald Trump, God bless him, is himself. You may not like it. It may not be presidential. It may not be something that you're like, ooh, this would be, he's such a great guy. He's so dreamy. I want to see him coming out of the ocean in Hawaii or eating a burger. No, but you know what he does? He gets things done, and he tells you like it is. And in the end, that's what you want. You want a guy, and I'm speaking to the ladies that you're dating, to say, look, Susan, you're a nice woman, but we're not compatible. I'm starting to look at other women, whatever. You want the truth. Ultimately, you do. I mean, it may hurt a little bit at first, but you want the truth. Yo, Kev, you're not my type. I find myself gravitating to men with hair. I don't understand that thinking, but go for it. You know what I mean? You'd rather somebody tell you the truth. Your job performance. How am I doing? You're okay. Tina, you're doing fantastic. I mean, giving you euphemisms. I don't know if you guys have seen what they say about when the parent teachers have their conferences, the teachers report how they tell you your kid, how they don't tell you your kid is stupid by saying things like, hey, little Johnny's an interesting one to have in the classroom. I mean, don't you want the truth? Populism. Why is it rising? It's rising because people gravitate to people who are truthful and who get things done. I mean, I told this story before. I was judging the first time when I got my black belt in Taekwondo, and I was judging a Taekwondo tournament, and I was in there with an old school black dude who, I'd known him. He was a big name in the local TKD circuit. So I get called to be his assistant referee. There's two of us in the ring. And anyway, we're watching the fight. And I'm standing back, and I'm watching the fight. And, he's calling. And then he calls me over. Now, keep in mind, I have a good reputation as a fighter and a martial artist, been to multiple tournaments, blah, blah, blah. He calls me over, and he says to me, hey, look. He says, man, you need to get in the fight or get out of the ring. Because I was standing back. He's like, you need to be judging this fight by being in the mix and looking. Because if you don't, I don't need you in here. And I just remember thinking, I'm doing good over here. I'm watching the fight. I'll never forget that. It was, and what was good about it, it was my first time as a judge. We've gone through all the ruling, you know, all the rules and stuff like that. And but he didn't let me sit over there based on my reputation as an amazing fighter. He didn't go, yeah, I'm not going to bother with Kevin. You know, he's he called me, Mr. Jackson. He says, you need to get your butt in here and get up close to this action. And ever since then, I'm not in the camera sight, but I'm literally watching the fight within blows of getting hit and calling, making sure I can see everything that's happening, see the action. You learn when people challenge you, and by the way, that's the reason why leftism is losing. What do you learn as a leftist? What can you possibly learn? You can't learn anything. You learn how to toe the line. Populism, folks, is not on the rise just in America. Populism is on the rise around the globe. Donald Trump is the Pied Piper of populism. The people who are winning elections, the Nigel Farages, Italy's new prime minister, many others, Austria, I don't know who about the person replacing Merkel, Angela Merkel, but many of these places, they want strong leadership. They want people that can tell the children no. And you know what? It used to be that the population were the parents. We put representatives and said, you go there and you go do what we tell you. And we were the parents. But suddenly that relationship, at some point, that relationship flipped. And the representatives decided they were going to parent us. And partially it's because we allowed leftism, individual. And look, when I talk about individualism, I want you to be an individual. Express yourself. But there comes a time when it is not all about you. And being able to discern when that time is part of being an adult to say, look, I could selfishly benefit from this, but I won't. Perfect example, in my opinion, is me. Same thing I tell my sons. It would be easy to benefit in this country from being black, to play the race card, do whatever. It would be easy to benefit. Do we do it? No. My kids, there is no way, it's because I'm black. Shut up. Don't talk to me about because you're black. If you want to get something accomplished, you can do it. End of story. If you can't get it accomplished, admit that you're the problem. Admit you can't get it accomplished because you're too lazy. It isn't in you. You don't have the passion. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, some of them are legit. But just admit it. Don't try to give me an excuse about, it's this or that. Populism is on the rise when people grow up, accept who they are, which is what Donald Trump has done, and say, here's what I'm going to accomplish. And people go, you know what? He'll do it. I believe in him. It's like I tell people all the time, you know, the biggest form of abuse is self-abuse. And I tell people, I would much rather you tell me no. Kevin, I want to volunteer to help. Well, you know what? I need you for 2 hours a day. There's no way I can give you 2 hours a day. Great. Thank you for telling me that. How much time could you give me per day? I don't know what I could give you per day, Kevin, but here's what I can tell you. I'm going to give you an hour a week, and it'll be one heck of an hour. Perfect. I can count on that. But what I can't count on is people just wanting to please. Oh, yeah, sure thing. The volunteers, and then they don't come through because you know what? My team ends up inheriting it, and it's more work to undo the work of a volunteer that fails. Stand up for yourselves. Say what you can do, what you can't do, what you will do, what you won't do.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.